Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get it. Hour number two, the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. I am Rob, the great one, Lonzo, the pinnacle of professionalism at the helm today, ladies and gentlemen. Good start for the picks week for me and Zoe. 1-0 after Carolina covered the 8.5 up over Houston last night. I gotta tell you. Three quarters, it looked like that game was going to be uncomfortably close. And Christian McCaffrey went out with a strained hamstring. And J.C. Horn left with a non-contact broken right foot. No timeline on the return for J.C. Horn. Christian McCaffrey with that strained hammy, just depends on how bad it was, right? We're waiting on the reports for those two players to come out. Either way, the Carolina Panthers are 3-0. It's just the fifth time that that team, that franchise, has started a season 3-0 since their inception back in the mid-90s. It's a good start. Every other team and the NFC South is currently behind them. Remember, it is week three for Carolina. So Tampa's got the LA Rams this weekend. The Saints are on the road in Foxborough, Massachusetts, taking on the Patriots. And it does not matter who Atlanta plays because they're bad at football. They're bad at football. So that's where we stand right now. And a good win for Carolina, right? Look, it was closer than they would have liked up front, okay? It just is what it is. It was too. Now, the good news is they completely shut down the Houston Texans' run game. Houston tried to run the ball on them last night, and they just couldn't do it. And they tried to do it with a rookie quarterback. They tried to take some pressure off of Davis Mills and his appearance last night. Mills went in the game 19 of 28 for a 168. And a touch. Sam Darnold, 23 of 34, 304. No touches, no picks, but he did have two on the ground. As we all knew, Lonzo, the premier rushing threat for the Carolina Panthers would, of course, be Sam, the galloping gazelle, Darnold.
All he does is rush for touchdowns, ladies and gentlemen.
Was two that? Of them last night.
It's like three on
three
the year.
Three on the year.
Yeah.
Three on the year for Sam Darnold. Eight carries, 11 yards, 1 5-yard touchdown, and one longer.
He just leans forward and he can't help it.
Hey, that first touchdown. Yeah, I know, because his hair is 18 feet tall. That first touchdown where they sent everybody left with Christian McCaffrey. Lonzo, they faked me out. Okay, I'm watching on TV 30 feet up in the air, and they faked everybody thought 22 had the rock. Everybody thought 22 had the rock. They moved the offensive line left. The wide receivers blocked left. Darnold started it left, pulled the ball on the option. The defensive end flattened right. Well, so if you're the quarterback, when you step back to read that option, you're reading the first guy off the edge. It's 95% of the time going to be the defensive end, but sometimes it'll be the outside linebacker. But he's reading that defensive end. And when Darnold puts the ball into the gut of McCaffrey and he looks at the defensive end, that's an easy read for a lot of quarterbacks to miss, right? Because you have that long to make the decision of deciding to keep it or hand it off to CMC there. And the read is the defensive end, right? If the defensive end is angled inside to stop the running back, you pull it. If he's angled straight up the field to try to keep contain on the quarterback, which is what they're supposed to do in that position, then you let it go. Well, the defensive end flattened out along the line to chase Darnold down on a pursuit angle. And as soon as Sam Darnold took that, he pulled the ball. Everybody, the cameraman went left. I went left. The guys at the table at Wings Etc. and Boiling Springs watching the game with me went left. Everybody went left. And Darnold read it like a dream. Perfect. I had to tell you, we talked about the Adam Gase effect, right? The Adam Gase effect, because Ryan Tannehill got better when he split out. Sam Darnold appears to have gotten better since he left Adam Gase. By the way, Pat McAfee said on his show, and I did not know this. I did not go deeper. Back in the day, Adam Gase got his career started with the Denver Broncos. He left Denver. The next year, the Broncos won the Super Bowl. He also coached in college, Lonzo. He was on the 2002 staff for LSU. He left LSU. You know what LSU did in 2003?
I believe they may have won a championship.
They won the national championship. And this, I don't think I could have known. This came from Pat McAfee shows earlier today. Adam Gase was the quarterback for his Michigan high school team, Marshall High School in Michigan. He graduated with a losing record in 1996. You know what his high school team did the year after he left in 1997?
Won the state championship.
Won the state championship game. I don't believe in curses, except Adam Gase. Except Adam Gase. I got to tell you.
And yet, he still continued to get job after job.
Oh, I'd hire him now for a year.
That's a good point.
I'd hire him now for a year.
If you can handle it for a year, the following year is going to be really good for you.
If you are a team like the Atlanta Falcons and you knew the rebuild is imminent, right? Hire Adam Gase as your quarterback's coach for one or two seasons, because clearly the man just is, he's just cursed. It's just got to be. I just kind of feel bad for him. Do you think that McCaffrey was hurt there, or do you think that was a jump into a cut? I think he was jumping to set up a juke.
Yeah, I think he hurt,
and
himself,
when doing
he jumped.
It. Yeah.
And I've partially torn a hamstring before, so it doesn't look that bad to me, because the fact he looked like he was walking fairly normal. So hopefully it's just a strain and he'll be out for a couple weeks. But yeah, I agree. He jumped to make a move and it just, he came down wrong.
Yeah, we were watching that game and I saw the jump. I thought, and it's not a move we see out of him, but I thought he jumped in order to come down and set up a cut, right? Like you jump up in the air, and when you come down, you can push left to go right. You can set up a juke and still go right. I thought he was setting up a juke move against the Texans linebacker there, and then he just kind of allowed himself to get shoved out of bounds. Well, I didn't wonder if he didn't pull his hammy on the jump.
The other thing, if you watch, he continued to run after that. I mean, after the jump and the land.
Yeah.
He ran some more.
If you pull a hammy, you go down.
Yeah, you go down big time.
Yeah, you go down. And I don't know, man. That was not a great look. Not a great look. But Run CMC was ruled out about 10-15 minutes later from the rest of that game. He would not return after going back to the locker room. We do not have a timeline on McCaffrey yet. We are waiting to see if there is a timeline given. I would assume that we will get some news on that at some point today, but here is a fact. About a week and a half before we got to the NFL season, we had a texter text in the show and asked me, would you rather draft Christian McCaffrey or Alvin Kamara? Said he's got the second spot in the draft. Both of those guys are probably going to be available. Which one would I take? And I said Alvin Kamara, and a lot of you guys got angry with me. Right? A lot of you guys got very mad and they said, oh, you're just being a homer, Rob. You're a Saints fan. You're a homer. No. What did I tell you? I am worried that the injury bug is now real for Christian McCaffrey. When guys start getting injuries, they start piling up, right? About 5 years ago.
I was going to ask you, how many yards did Alvin Kamara have last week?
It was not a great week. Yeah. But it was also his career worst game.
Oh, okay.
Well, that is well under average.
Hopefully it's an anomaly and not a trend. But if it's a trend, then even a hurt Christian McCaffrey might be better.
Yeah. So I don't know if I go that far because, again, how many games is he going to miss now, right? If this is a 2 or 3 week injury, no big deal. But about 5 years ago, 5, 6 years ago, I had Stefania Bell from ESPN. She's their injury expert, right? I had Stefania Bell on my show about 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm trying to remember who the player was, but we got to talking about, why is it that it seems once a player gets an injury or two in a season that they become injury prone? And Stefania Bell said it's kind of a coping mechanism, right? Like, you can heal from an injury, but number one, as human beings, our bodies are not perfect, right? They're not perfect. And when you are injured, even a slight injury, that part of your body will never be 100% again. As you age, your body's already degrading, right? It's already degrading. Once you get an injury to a part of your body, that injury will never be 100%. You can come back at 90%, 95%, but you'll never be 100%. And what happens is, for a lot of players, is the injuries creep into their head, right? Especially when you're talking an ACL, an MCL, you're talking a bicep tear, a pec tear. That injury gets into your head. And what happens is you start to compensate for it. So if you've torn your left ACL, and it cost you a season, even with the modern state of medical technology, which can put you back together better than ever before in history, if you tear your left ACL, even though you're healed and you can go cut on it, your brain, if subconsciously, is always aware of the fact that that knee cannot hold up the way that it used to naturally. And so what will happen is, subconsciously, players will start to compensate for that. So a guy who might have gone left and would cut back hard left on that knee may not cut the same way that he used to cut. And when he doesn't cut, what happens is it starts to spread pressure to other parts of you. It changes the way that your body naturally reacts in situations that demand an athletic response of some type. And now all of a sudden, all the other compensating joints and muscles and tendons and all that, they are being forced to work in a way that is not natural, or your body is not conditioned itself to work. We talk about muscle memory, right? Shooting free throws. The greatest free throw shooters say they don't even think. It's muscle memory. You just whoop, there's a shot. Well, if you've been a running back since high school, you have conditioned a muscle memory into your body of, when I cut left, it starts in the ankle, it works this way, the knee works this way, then the hips swivel this way, then the lower back goes, then the shoulders go, then the arms follow, the neck follows, the head follows. Well, if you busted your left ACL and you subconsciously know that you cannot react the same way, that instead of your ankle and then your knee and your lower back and your hips and your shoulders and your head all reacting the same way, now they all work differently. That ankle knows, well, we can't put as much force, so we got to transition some of this weight differently. And your brain it makes your body work differently. Well, now you've been running a certain way for 7, 10, 15 years, and now you got to run a different way. You are more susceptible to injury. And for a guy whose game is less based on run forward, take contact, and go, but is more based on finesse and jukes and jives and moves and lefts and rights and zigs and zags, every little thing, every little injury that McCaffrey has suffered over the last 2 years, there is the chance. I'm not saying this is what is happening, but there is a chance subconsciously he's aware of those injuries and he compensates for those injuries. And it causes the injuries to happen in other places now. And I said preseason, I am concerned. He's only 25. But I am concerned about the injury bug for Christian McCaffrey based on what happened to him last year. We are now getting reports, as a matter of fact. This one comes from, I don't know this source, so I'm not gonna run with it yet. But starting to trickle out that they are expecting potentially 2 to 4 weeks of action missed by Christian McCaffrey due to that hamstring sprain. So according to SportsIllustrated.com, just came across this from SI. They say that these types of injuries will definitely prevent him from playing against Dallas next week, and whether or not he can go on there. In Rappaport, here you go. In Rappaport is a source I trust. In Rappaport of NFL Network is reporting that McCaffrey is expected to miss, quote, a few weeks, end quote. Carolina has Dallas 1-1 right now. They've obviously got their game this weekend to go to get to their third game. Dallas 1-1 next week for the Panthers. And the week after that, they got a Monday night football visit from the Philadelphia Eagles coming up. So, Lonzo, this is not ideal because you got two critical games coming up. If you put the Cowboys away, if the Cowboys are bouncing back and they look a little better last 2 weeks, you put the Cowboys away, you put the Eagles away, and get two of the three NFC East games as wins, that's a big boost for the Panthers. But now you've got to retinker the entire game plan because even your passing game is based around McCaffrey. I told you I was worried about the injury bug coming into the season, and here we are.
But this is one of those cases where a Thursday night game actually helps them because they get some extra time to work on all that because they're not playing this Sunday, so they don't play till the following Sunday, right? So you get a few more days out of it, a little bit more time to work Chuba Hubbard and the other guys into the game plan. And also more time for Christian McCaffrey to heal.
It's not work them into the game plan.
They are now the game plan. Yeah.
Chuba Hubbard is now the game plan.
Although tight end stepped up last night. We're seeing some names that we haven't heard previously because this is basically a whole lot of new faces on this team already starting to step up. Now, can they do it against better competition? Because you got better competition coming up the next couple games.
We're going to find out. We're going to talk more about it as the show rolls on. I am Rob Brown. Lonzo is at the helm. Panthers fans want to hear from you. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Rob, I disagree. Your body is perfect. It just may not be perfectly designed for every sport or activity in which you wish to engage. After healing from injury, it's no longer perfect. I have really thick glasses on right now. My eyes have never been injured. We degrade, all right? That's just a fact. It's not a thing. I mean, I understand.
Wait. Those are prescription?
It turns out, yes. I don't just wear cosmetic glasses.
Because you have so many different pairs that match what you're wearing.
And they're all prescription.
So they're
not only prescription.
That's cost a good little bit of money.
They're fashionable, though.
Yeah, well, they are.
Lonzo, how much can you pay to look this good?
There's no amount of money.
$22. Yeah, $22 a pair. It's $22 a pair. That's how much you can pay to look this good.
So do you buy them at CVS? Are they reading glasses?
No, I bought them on a website online.
Okay.
Yeah, I got them customized.
Okay, cool.
$22 is what it costs to look this good. No, listen, from what's the old phrase? From the minute you're born, you start dying. I mean, your body degrades, right? You could have an 80-year-old man who's never been injured. He's still going to have knees that aren't going to work like they used to. We wear and tear over time, and especially when you're putting yourself through football.
You have to compensate when you have a major injury or even a minor injury. I have a complete knee reconstruction. And then you have to learn how to walk again. You have to learn that you can't do things that you used to do. And it always amazes me when I see reconstructive knees on NFL guys because they had to learn how to do it again and learn how to do it a different way. But it's always going to be in the back of your mind, no matter how great a shape you're in, as you were saying earlier, that I have to be careful with that part of my body now.
Yeah.
And eventually, you don't think about it anymore, but you're right. Your mind, it's still in the back of your conscience going, don't do that way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Listen, your body, if you never do anything athletic, is still going to wear and tear and degrade over time. It has a shelf life, all right? We're not designed for infinity. We're not evolved for infinity.
All those older people with hip replacements, they
know what I'm talking about.
They weren't necessarily athletes their whole life. It's just,
it's just what happens.
Just you've walked a lot your entire life and things wore out.
You got cartilage in your joints that wears down over time. You've got connective tissue that wears down over time. Your bones will slowly and slowly be able to grow and strengthen and eventually will start to get brittle. That's how it works. And then you pile football on top of it, which requires all of this athletic endurance. When you pop a knee, your body will subconsciously react to protect that injury in the future. Texas says, shocking, the golf course grown guy has matching glasses for his outfits. Do you want me to look good or not? Because I do. I can't help it. It is what it is.
Yeah, we're now a visual medium also. So yeah. Go look at
the stream. Although the girlfriend is not a fan of the white frames. The black one she likes. The red, the blue one she likes. Not the white ones.
What's wrong with the white frames?
You have to ask her.
I think it's because it accentuates the pale. I think
it's because she's used to being the prettiest one in the room, but then I put on these glasses and it's like, oh.
There you go. You nailed it.
Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. We got the hardware to prove it. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Texter says, oh, Hurricane Jeff, our buddy Hurricane Jeff, who came out last night to the Carolina Kickoff Show at Wings, etc. Hurricane Jeff says, thanks for having me sit in with you for a little bit. It was great to meet you and Keegan. And by the way, I like the white frames. Yeah, well, of course you do. Look. It's called style. Try it out, ladies and gentlemen. You'll like it. It's called fashion. Zoe, ever heard of it?
It's framing the eyes. That's what it does.
Texter says, say yes to drugs. Bring on the PEDs, HGH, and Dianabol cycles. Have you ever heard the arguments from people that are like, we should just allow athletes to take whatever they want and just test the limits of the human body? Like, let's just see how absolute, like, Herculean we can make professional athletes.
I've heard the argument. Hey, man, you want to do it? Go for it. Let's see what happens.
Let's make it weird. Rob, you look like someone I know that went to Riverside. Did you go to Riverside? I did not go to Riverside. If you mean Riverside, is there a Riverside High School in this area?
Yes.
Okay. No, I did not. I am, I've only lived here, God, rapidly approaching 2 years already, Lonzo. 2 years.
The pandemic year, it just.
It doesn't count.
But it's messed everything up as far as your
concept of time as a whole.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. I've been here, I moved here in March of 2020. The first week of March of 2020, I moved here. But if I look like somebody that you know that went to Riverside High, I would like to congratulate that guy for being the best looking guy at Riverside High.
Yeah, it's hard to tell from that text if that was a compliment or a diss.
Yeah. real quick, we got just a minute ago, our parents, Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation, is going to join us in the next segment to talk about Furman Wofford, where the FCS stands right now. We are underway for the afternoon matchups here at the Ryder Cup, Whistling Straits in Kohler, Wisconsin. Casey and Weisberger for the Europeans are going to go up against Dustin Johnson and Xander Schauffele. So those guys are going to play another 18 this afternoon. In just a couple of minutes for the Europeans, Houghton and Jon Rahm are going to go out against Scheffler and DeChambeau. So interesting pairing there, Scotty Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau. Rory McIlroy is going to go back out with Lowry, Tony Finau, and Harris English will represent the Americans in that group. And then Thomas and Cantlay, Patrick Cantlay, your PGA Player of the Year for 2021, will be paired up with Justin Thomas at 158. So the Ryder Cup afternoon edition is just underway. We are all square through one for Johnson and Schauffele against Casey and Weisberger. And the first hole is underway for Bryson DeChambeau and Scotty Scheffler against Hatton and Jon Rahm. So we'll keep an eye on those scores for you and give you some updates as we go this afternoon. But we'll run to a break real quick, because when we come back, Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation is going to join us. We'll take a look at Furman and Wofford football, where they stand right now, the rest of the FCS ranks as we roll through college football season. Let's take a break. We're back. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. You're you, and you're listening to The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. To the phone lines we go. Welcome in a friend of the radio broadcast. He is the host of the FCS Nation radio program and emanates from the Big Sky State of Montana, but you can hear it right here in the upstate of South Carolina on Saturday mornings on ESPN Upstate. He is our buddy Kevin Marshall joining us here on the Rob Brown Show. Kevin, my man, happy week. What are we in? Week four already. My goodness, how time flies.
You know, I often wondered if college football missed me too, you know, the season. And boy, it, it just seems to go by so quickly. The next thing you know, we'll be talking about the playoffs, and then we'll all get together down in Frisco, Texas, and award an actual national championship derived from an actual playoff system, and then we'll just get ready to do it all over again.
I'd like to go on the record, Kevin. I'd like to go on the record and say I'm in no hurry. Can we, let's just enjoy it for what we got right now. After, especially at the FCS level, right? Like after last year and the impact that the COVID season had, especially on FCS teams, for you as a broadcaster and as a fan who is as in tune with FCS football as anybody else, is there like a deeper appreciation for the game for you at the FCS level than there has been in years past?
Yes. I mean, look, the spring season was a lot of fun. It kept me working, which is nice, right? But, you know, college football played in the fall. You know, we got two more FBS scalps last week. Incarnate Word beat Texas State. Northern Arizona beat Arizona. You know, that's 12 so far, and that's just amazing. You know, teams come in there, take money, and go home with wins. It's a really beautiful thing.
Kevin Marshall from FCS Nation Radio joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Kevin, let's first and foremost jump in. Look, we talked a little bit last week about Furman headed to NC State. NC State, a team that really did not open the year that impressively. They went down to Stark Vegas, Mississippi State, got throttled by them. We had kind of hoped that Furman was going to put up a fight. But look, at the end of the day, as we've said on this show many times, sometimes you just have the biggest problem in sports, which is the other team's better than you. That being said, Furman showed a little bit of fight. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. But, you know, they showed a little bit of fight, which in a paycheck game like this one was, I think, is exactly what Clay Hendricks and company were looking for out of this team more than anything else, right?
Yes. And, look, Furman did some good things. Furman is a good football team this year. They are so much better than they were in the spring. It's hard to compare them. And Devin Wynn runs hard. I don't think there's a team in this country, FCS, FBS, that wouldn't want him on their football team. Amp Sisson is developing quite nicely, and that's a huge game against Mercer this week for the Paladins. We don't really know a whole lot of Mercer because they've played Point and then Bama. So you figure that Furman will be somewhere in between Point and Bama, right? So it's a better measuring stick. But Drew Cronick should not be a name that is unfamiliar to people there in Greenville. He was on the staff there at Furman, did a really good job. He's a really good coach. And Mercer has everything that's necessary for them to be an FCS power. Good fan support, excellent facilities, good coaching staff. I think that's a sleeping giant in the SoCon.
So how big does that make this game for Furman? I mean, a 45-7 loss to NC State, a game where they gave up 259 and three through the air. Zonovan Knight for the Wolfpack, 104 yards and a touch on the ground. How important is it for Furman as they get set to start making, well, I guess continue making a playoff case, how important is this game this weekend for the Paladins?
Well, you have to get off a good start in conference play. It's important. And, you know, defend your turf. Paladin Stadium. And, you know, that's a tough place to play when it's full. I hope all the Furman fans will show up out there and make Paladin Stadium a tough place to play for Mercer. You want to get off to a good start in SoCon play because the margin is just so thin in the SoCon. You know, one or two plays, I know that's kind of cliche in each game, but it really is true in the SoCon. The teams are so evenly matched. I mean, look at Western Carolina. I know they're just a little bit out of your listening range in Cullowhee, but that's a sneaky good game they're going to play against Gardner-Webb. Gardner-Webb is pretty good out of the Big South Conference. So, I mean, the teams are just so evenly matched, and the SoCon is just such a physical league. People want to run the ball mostly, and they don't care if you know that it's coming. They're going to come right at you. And it's just really physical, and when you watch one of these games, these two teams just really whip each other, and you know, those one or two plays make a difference in every ball game. And that's why I think SoCon football is so much more interesting than other conferences in FCS football, because you really have the have and the have-nots in some leagues around the country, just like you do in the FBS leagues. But not so much in the SoCon. Anyone really can beat anyone on any Saturday.
Talking to Kevin Marshall. He is the host of the FCS Nation radio program. You can hear it Saturday mornings right here on ESPN Upstate. So what do you want to see out of Furman in the bounce back, right? We mentioned Hamp a minute ago, 8 of 19, 86 yards, a touch and a pick, responsible for the only touchdown on the board for Furman. Devin Wynn, 9 carries, 27 yards, average 3. I got to suspect we see Coach Hendricks make some commitment to get back to the run game and get back to the point where Furman looks like a threat on the ground before they really head into the meat and potatoes of the season. Do you agree?
Yes, and they got behind against NC State, had to throw the ball more than they wanted to try to stay in the ball game. That's not who Furman is. Furman is a run-first team, set up the play action, and beat you over the top when it's advantageous for them to do so, and you're not expecting it. So, you know, once the train got rolling there in Raleigh against them, you know, you have to kind of change your entire game plan to try to keep up. But one solid of that is, you know, you didn't run Wynn 25 times against an FBS defense, so he ought to be fresher than he would be if they would have stuck with that game plan, just trying to ground and pound. I expect that he'll be much fresher than people think, and fresh legs, even though it is just week 4, you know, you start to get those legs start to get a little sluggish, and I expect Wynn to be right up there ready to go. And if he doesn't carry the ball 20, 25 times, I'll be surprised against Mercer.
All right, let's get right over to the other side of the listening area over in Spartanburg. We've got Wofford. The Terriers opened with a win over Elon. Not their best work against Kennesaw State in week 2, 31-10. They've got VMI in conference, and this one's interesting because, you know, VMI is one of those interesting teams that, you know, they want to, the Keys just want to make it physical. They want to pound this game. What's this Wofford VMI game look like to you? And with East Tennessee State and Furman, a couple of rivalry games coming up in the next 2 weeks, what do you want to see out of Wofford to establish themselves this week?
Wofford just appears to me to be a team without an offensive identity, Rob. You know, what made them the Wofford Terriers was the triple option running the football. And I'm not sure right now with the quarterback position and the wide receiver position that they're talented enough to beat you throwing the football. And I think maybe they're a little too stubborn to, you know, re-implement some of those things that made them a national program. So you kind of think, well, what do you do? And I just think that, you know, the right number for Wofford throwing the ball in my mind is, you know, 15, 17 times. And if they can do that, run the football, Wofford's going to be good. But if they insist upon trying to throw it 29, 30 times a game, it could be a seriously long year for the Terriers. And I think the only thing that's led to it is certain people over there in Spartanburg who do not want to be labeled as we're a triple option program because they feel like it limits them. And in some extent, that may be true. When Wofford's got to the playoffs, when they ran the triple, you know, they would get handled by North Dakota State or people like that. But, you know, North Dakota State handles a lot of people, including FBS teams, on the regular. So I just think that the stubbornness over there could lead to a really, really long season for the Terriers. I hope they prove me wrong, but I just don't think they have the talent at the quarterback position to be a drop-back pass team, or if you can force them into situations where everybody knows they're going to throw the ball, that they're not going to be very successful doing that. I just don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong, and I've been wrong before, but I just don't see that the talent is there for them to be that type of a team yet.
Kevin Marshall, host of the FCS Nation radio program, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. And I'm looking through the rest of this schedule for the Wofford Terriers. VMI this week, East Tennessee State, and then Furman back-to-back. They've got Samford, then that Mercer team you talked about a little while ago, West Carolina, Chattanooga, the Citadel, and they end their season with a trip up to Chapel Hill to take on the Tar Heels of North Carolina, who have looked a little bit better in the last couple of weeks after the opening week loss to Va Tech. I mean, you want to talk about a year, Kevin, where if you're the Wofford Terriers, you don't want to be stuck finding yourselves. This schedule sets up to look brutal if they cannot get some identity established.
Totally agree. And VMI, look, they lost Seth Morgan, their starting quarterback, after just one attempt in their road win at Cornell last week. A young man named Colin Ironside came in and did pretty well for them. That's a really good name for a VMI football player, isn't it? Colin Ironside. He just sounds really tough. And he did quite well for them. and it's going to be a game time decision on who's going to start at quarterback. But, you know, VMI, look, the short passing game, they ran the ball fairly well against Cornell. It's an air raid attack, but they're content if they're getting 5-6 yards a pop running the ball, they're content on doing that. And, you know, so VMI is going to be a very tough test because they do a lot of things well on offense. They have a fairly decent defense. And, look, this could be a game that if VMI can get out to an early lead, maybe Wofford starts to think, well, here we go again, just like it did against Kennesaw State. Now, I don't mean to poo-poo the Terriers all that much. I mean, that was a 10-point game against Kennesaw in the third quarter. Wofford had their opportunity in that. But, you know, I just think this game against VMI is key for Wofford. You know, you've lost to Kennesaw, who's in the top 25. You beat a decent Elon squad in week one. So, you know, if you can get off to a good start in the conference, you know, that schedule has a tendency to look less brutal as you continue to win. But like you said, Rob, you know, if you can't beat VMI and, you know, you're looking at 0-1 in the SoCon, the next thing you know, you might be looking at 0-4 in the SoCon with who they have to play down the road.
All right, Kevin, let me get you on the record. We got Furman this weekend at home. We've got on the road the Wofford Terriers. Give me a score prediction for both games in a minute and a half or so.
I think that Furman beats Mercer at home, but it'll be close. I really like the Furman specialty teams. The field goal kicker is a difference maker, you know, but Furman needs to be better in the red zone. They have to kick 4 field goals, you probably won't win. They need to be better inside the red zone, score touchdowns, not field goals. I think Furman wins something like 24-21. Over there in Lexington, Virginia, on the campus of VMI, that one's a little bit tougher to pick because I really don't know what to expect out of Wofford. The VMI is going to do what they do, and they're going to score points, and Wofford's going to have to try to keep up. I like VMI in that one, about 31-27.
There you have it. That is Kevin Marshall. He is the host of the FCS Nation radio broadcast. You can hear it at 9 a.m. right here on ESPN Upstate on Saturdays. Follow him on Twitter at FCS Nation Radio 1. Kevin, my dude, always good to talk to you, buddy. We will see you on Twitter, and we'll see you back here next Thursday to take a look ahead at week number 5.
Always appreciate you, Rob, and thanks to Kevin Thomas and everybody there who runs the show. It means a lot to us to be on in that market. Really appreciate y'all.
Happy to have you. Happy to have you. No better source for FCS ball than Kevin Marshall and FCS Nation Radio. Quick break. We are back to wrap up our numero dos of the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. All right, wrapping up hour number 2, just a brief reminder, I will be out next week. I am headed up to Beantown and Connecticut and New York City for a week. I'll be doing 2 days in Boston, 2 days in Connecticut, 2 days in New York, and then one more day in Boston before I come back. Dan Scott, voice of the Furman Paladin, speak of the Devils, will be on with you guys all week next week. My heartfelt thanks to Dan for being willing to undertake that and sit in for me over the next week. I know that when I return on Monday, I will have big shoes to fill in order to live up to the legend of Dan Scott. So you guys enjoy next week. Dan Alonzo will be in here with you. And then I will be back that next Monday to catch up on everything that we missed. So I do apologize in advance. If you would like to go along on the journey with me, you can follow me on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show. I will be tweeting from various places, including Sunday night. Your boy will be live at Fenway Park watching the Red Sox take on the Yankees. Ew, the Yankees at Fenway Park. We're going to get to the hotel, grab a car, Lonzo, drive to downtown Boston, go to Fenway Park, watch the Yankees and the Sox. It's going to be a great week. I don't know how to say anything but those 12 words in a Boston accent. Outside of that, I'm lost.
You do it quite well. You really do.
Fenway Park.
There's my favorite golfer.
Take the cat to the pack. Not this weekend, Lonzo. Not allowed to like him this week.
I still can't help it.
USA, man. USA.
He can still do well, and the USA can win.
Anyway, so I'll be out next week. If you want to follow me on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show, I'll be live tweeting throughout the trip. You can also follow me under the same name, The Rob Brown Show, on Instagram. Find me on Instagram at The Rob Brown Show. I have decided to make a push on being Instagram active, but I should say, I think I'm The Rob Brown Show on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm too old for Instagram.
I think that's, yeah, at The Rob Brown Show on Instagram. I'll be putting up pictures and whatnot from the trip. What? Anyway,
no TikTok?
No, because I'm 36 years old. Yeet. Follow me. I know exactly. That's why I'm not on TikTok. Follow me on Instagram at The Rob Brown Show, on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show. And we'll be tweeting throughout those events. And then I'll be back next Monday. But I ain't done, kids. We got an hour. Kevin Thomas joins us in the next segment to talk high school football. Then Lonzo and I will break down the Clemson and South Carolina games from the weekend, as well as give you some last thoughts on the football weekend, Twitter trending topics. And then I go away for a week. You're welcome. Back after this on The Rob Brown Show. One more hour, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.